Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I love to read. I like to read a lot of different types of books. Obviously, the Bible is my first choice, but I love to read lots of books on how to help me grow in my faith. I also love leadership books and autobiographies, sports books, but came upon a new book recently that came out called The Coffee Bean. It's a simple lesson to create positive change. It really spoke to me, and I think maybe it might encourage you also. And basically the premise of the book is, we all, when we get in hot water, life gets stressful, we get worn down, we get fatigued, life just kind of beats us up. And it happens to all of us, but what do we become like when we start getting in these situations, when we get fatigued, when we get in hot water, so to speak? And this book talks about, you've got a choice when you get in the stressful parts of life. You can become like a carrot. We all know what happens, if you put a carrot in water. Carrots are usually pretty firm and fresh and cold, but if you boil them in hot water, they become weak and soft. So they totally change in the environment of hot water, boiling water, stressful environment. Or do you become like an egg when you're in a stressful environment? We know what happens with the eggs. You've got the egg, the hard shell on the outside, but then, of course, on the inside, the yolk. And then if an egg's put in hot boiling water, it becomes hardened by its environment. And then the other example this book gives is the coffee bean. It says, or you can be like a coffee bean that transforms its environment. Because when you put a coffee bean in boiling hot water, of course, coffee is made. And you know what? I want to ask you today, I think we all want to be a coffee bean, but are you a carrot? You become soft as life has just become real hard and stressful, and I understand there's seasons like that. Or do you become like the egg? You become very hardened and bitter. Because we all know that life can be harsh, stressful, and difficult place. Or do you become like a coffee bean? And you say, you know what? I'm going to add flavor to my environment. I'm not going to be like the egg and the negativity harden my heart and all those things. I'm going to really believe that, like a coffee bean, that I'm going to be able to put flavor. I'm going to be able to do something productive when life is hard and the hot water. And that's why I do Hope Is Here, is because we want people to know that just when life gets hard or it's unfair or very painful things happen, that you don't have to give up, that you can keep moving forward, and you can trust Romans 8:28 when it says that all things work together for the good of those who love God and who have been called according to His purpose. And that's been the life verse for me, Romans 8:28, that even when I've not understood why God's allowed the flood and the bankruptcy and the divorce and all those things to happen, that God can make good out of it. And that happened in 2001, and He has. And that's why I can say to you that you can have hope, because God is still on His throne. And you don't have to be the carrot, or you don't have to be the egg, soft like a carrot and just crumble because of things that have been so painful and difficult in life, or get hardened and bitter, get hardened like a boiled egg does. You can be like the coffee bean and not allow the outside world to impact you. And you will have a power inside you that is greater than the forces outside you. And, the power is on the inside of all of us. The Bible says that what comes out of your mouth comes from your heart. It talks about that in the book of Matthew in the Bible. And I want to ask you, how's your mouth? Are you lifting words that are uplifting and positive? Or have you become like the carrot, soft, and the hard-boiled egg, hardened? Or are you just saying, I trust you, God, and even though I don't understand why things have happened this way, I'm going to add flavor, and I'm going to trust God, and I'm going to praise Him, and I'm going to stand on His promises and what they say, and not about how I feel. And please don't mistake me. There's a time to grieve over losses. There most certainly is. Definitely is. No doubt about it. And that's part of being healthy as a person, is to grieve when you have losses. And I do think that our culture does not allow you to have time to be able to really grieve sometimes when we have losses. And we've talked about that off and on through the program here, that, you know, people just don't deal with pain and heartache, and then it winds up eventually coming to the surface and unhealthy habits in our lives. But I want to remind you that, you know, why Jesus came and went through a brutal death is so that we can get through the tragedies in our life and the things that are painful and disappointments when they come, and just becoming, like Joyce Meyer says, instead of becoming bitter, that we choose to become better, and that we're going to learn from it, and that we're going to move forward and realize that, you know, failure is event. It's not personal. It's not personal at all. Yet the enemy loves to try to make you feel like it is that way. And so I want to remind you that, you know, you can overcome failure. You can fail forward, and you can do that because of your faith in Jesus. And I'm so thankful to know that in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23, it says that God's mercies are new each morning. And I need to be reminded of that, because I know that, you know, sometimes you get up, people say, well, I get up on the wrong side of the bed. And I know it's just an old saying, but, you know, the fact of the matter is that we've got to choose that. We've got to choose what side of the bed that we do get up on. Because, you know, a lot of times we don't feel good, but as we speak words of truth and love that God says about us, then we can overcome those. I love, there's a quote in The Coffee Bean on page 44. It says, he told himself that failure is not a definition. It's just an event. Just because you fail doesn't mean you are a failure. It's just a situation to overcome and transform. And it will make you stronger if you are willing to learn and grow from it. And so I want to encourage you to think about having a coffee bean mentality. And it talks in the book there about having, putting a coffee bean in your pocket, and, you know, whenever you go to get some loose change out or get some out of your pocket, you see that coffee bean, and just to be reminded that you can put flavor in your world and atmosphere. And are you the thermostat setting the temperature in the relationships in your life? Are you being influenced by them? And you'd say, well, I don't know, that might be out of my comfort zone, Greg. Well, I want to encourage you with Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 38 today. It simply says that, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will God not also, along with Jesus, graciously give us all things? Will you bring everything you have to Jesus today? I want to ask you that. Would you be willing to just say, you know what, God, my life's yours. What do you want me to do? And let him guide and direct your one and only life. I think part of the challenge is sometimes is I start trying to live other people's lives, and yet I just need to stay in my lane. Sure, a lot of you heard that saying, but, you know, you run in track. If you get out of your lane and bump somebody in another lane, you get disqualified. Or we remember the Kentucky Derby just a couple months ago, and how the horse that won got disqualified because it merged over into another horse's path. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that I think one of the things that causes a lot of heartache and disappointment in life is when we get out of our lane. And so I just want to encourage you to run the lane that God's placed you in right now for this season of your life. Doesn't mean that it'll be forever necessarily. But wherever you are right now, just to say, man, I'm going to run this race to the best of my ability. And one of the best things you can do to run that race is just to forgive yourself. You know, I love in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And yet the fact of the matter is that I've shared this numerous times on this program, but I feel like I need to share it again. In my 16 years of ministry, both full-time and bivocational, the number one thing I've noticed, hands down, is that people are harder on themselves than God is. As I shared that verse in Lamentations earlier, I think it's chapter 3, verse 23, that God's mercies are new every morning. Just like when the sun comes up, it's a fresh day. We get a fresh start. You start again. And so one of the best things some of you could do today is just forgive yourself and extend yourself a little bit of grace. And know that God, and we just talked about in Romans 8, chapter 32, that he graciously will give us everything we need for each day. And yet, a lot of times I can start worrying about, well, what's going to happen 3 months from now and 3 years from now? And it's okay to plan. The Bible says, without vision, the people shall perish. So you do need to think about a vision for your life and where you'd like to be, and financially and physically and mentally and emotionally, relationally. Absolutely. But at the same time, you can't be in fear and worry about when those things maybe get sidetracked. And so I love in Romans chapter 8, verse 35, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? I mean, that pretty much covers everything, doesn't it? I mean, there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. And so you may need to read that verse again and write down a post note. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? But I love in verse 37, it says in chapter 8, no, none of those things we just mentioned can separate us from God. In all these things, all these circumstances, we are more than conquerors through Jesus who loved us. And then it goes on just to remind us again, just in case you didn't get it from all those things in verse 35, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So friends, I want to encourage you to be encouraged today that no matter what's going on in your world, that you cannot be kept from God. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there's nothing. If you humbly come to him, the Bible said, Jesus said, knock on the door and I will answer. So if you say, Greg, I've been knocking a long time, I want to encourage you today, keep on knocking. Keep knocking. Don't become a carrot and get soft and just kind of just curl up in a corner and just give up. Don't become bitter like the egg when it comes out of the boiling water. Be a coffee bean. Let the flavor of Jesus Christ in your life come out, even in the most painful and difficult of circumstances, and knowing that your hope is in Jesus and not in your circumstances. So I hope that you'll check out that book. It's just a little short. It's an illustrated fable book. It's only about 50 pages. It's a real simple read. I think you'd really be blessed by it. Just some good simple facts there. And then read Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 38, where you are more than a conqueror, and what separates us from God, which is nothing, because of Jesus. I also want to encourage you to share our podcast. You can follow us on iTunes or the Podbean app. If you'll subscribe to either Hope Is Here on Podbean or on iTunes, you'll get an email sending you our program each day. Also, if you would, give us a review. We would appreciate that. That always helps people find us easier. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.